It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am learning more about how important the lost are to God. And if I'm to call myself a humble servant of God, then the lost should be important to me as well. And I got this idea as I was reading in the book of Matthew, specifically Matthew 10, where Jesus gives his 12 disciples a set of instructions. And he tells them, don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but go to the people of Israel, who are God's lost sheep. Right there, we see what Jesus prioritizes. In Matthew 11, we see that he draws a parallel between the so-called wise and ungrateful to the lost. So as we know, Jesus performs these great miracles in places like Capernaum and Bethesda, but now he's beginning to denounce these cities because of all the great miracles performed there, they still will not turn to God. And he makes a distinction because he says, if these miracles had been performed in wicked places, their people would have sat in deep repentance to show their remorse. In fact, in Matthew 11:24, he says, I assure you, Sodom will be better off on judgment day than you. So what I see is that Jesus has compassion for the lost, right? Even there's a place in the scripture where he refers to them as childlike. But when I think about my own actions, I'm not always consistent. Sometimes I have compassion. Sometimes I'm judgmental. Other times I want to create distance between myself and a person whom I feel is lost. So this is where my work lies. The scripture today is Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.